T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, 15 degrees, and our wind chill is 5. The Senate impeachment trial starts today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will introduce his proposal for the rules on how the trial will play out. Fox's Rich Edson has reports from Capitol Hill.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell proposes the Senate conduct a trial of 4 days of opening arguments, 2 days to each side, 16 hours of senators' questions, 4 hours of debate, and then maybe witnesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls McConnell's rules a national disgrace.
It is now certain that Leader McConnell is going along with President Trump's cover-up, hook, line, and sinker. McConnell is hell-bent on making it much more difficult to get witnesses and documents, and intent on rushing the trial through.
The senior Republican leadership aide argues McConnell modeled this on the basics of the Clinton impeachment trial. It allows for opening remarks, question and answer sessions.
The two articles of impeachment against President Trump are abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Senators are still disputing whether or not there will be witnesses in the trial. A woman died in a house fire in South Wichita.
Two people were able to escape what witnesses and firefighters called a fast-moving fire. It began around 9:30 Monday morning in a home in the 1800 block of South Water. When crews arrived, they found smoke and flames coming from the backside of the house. Wichita Division Chief Daryl Cole says they learned that a woman in her 60s had been trapped in the house, and around 35 firefighters attempted a rescue.
It's not easy, but our crews are trained for this. They move quickly, performed various searches throughout the house, and we also deployed several attack lines, fire lines, to put the fire out.
A cause of the blaze has not yet been determined. The Red Cross is assisting the family. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A garage fire spread to a home in Eastboro Monday afternoon on Linwood Boulevard in East Wichita. No one was home at the time, but firefighters at a nearby station saw the smoke and went to investigate. They found flames coming from the side of the home. The fire damaged a car before spreading inside the home. A damage estimate and cause of the fire are being investigated. Wichita police are investigating the death of a 7-day-old boy. Police spokesman Kevin Wheeler says officers were called to a home in Wichita late Saturday. Says the child's father had just dropped the boy off at his mother's home. Police were called when the child would not take a bottle and then stopped breathing. The boy died at a hospital. Wheeler says investigators are awaiting a final autopsy, but there doesn't appear to be evidence of child abuse at this time. The investigation is continuing. Gun rights advocates showed up for their annual rally in Virginia Monday. Governor Ralph Northam says he thought the lobbying effort would be a repeat of Charlottesville in 2017. Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins weighs in on arresting law-abiding gun owners.
My approach was not to claim that I was any constitutional expert, but simply saying that my power as sheriff to swear in thousands of my citizens as deputy sheriffs to allow them to continue to own the weapons they've possessed legally for many years is my first approach. At the same time, I swore to uphold the Constitution, and that's what I intend to do as well.
Sheriff Jenkins commented on Fox News at night. Three people died and dozens were injured at a rally in Charlottesville in 2017. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now here on KNSS, 6:10, now 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning out there in traffic, things are going well so far. The traffic conditions at the moment looking fairly good, not seeing any big slowdowns out there. Traffic conditions, it's very cold out there, but not seeing any big slowdowns on the roadways at this time. And gasoline prices in the Wichita area, lots of places still around 2.19. That's what we were seeing yesterday, but now I'm seeing a low end down around 2.17 spotted 217 this morning, 47th Street South and Hydraulic, also 61st Street North and I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a frigid start to the day after temperatures fell into the teens overnight. We will be clouding up as winds return back to the south today, 15 to 25 miles per hour, our high 38. A mix of rain and snow after midnight, our low 38, and a wintry mix early on Wednesday as well, with a high 39. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, we have an east wind at 8 miles per hour, 15 degrees. That gives us a wind chill of 4.
That's cold.
Wind chill 4, 15 degrees. A cool but sunny day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 37 degrees, normal high for the date, 43. And as we say, there's rain. And it's in the forecast tonight and Wednesday. Today is Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. On this date in 1977, on his first full day in office, President Jimmy Carter pardoned almost all Vietnam War draft evaders. It was on this date in 1977, and trying to get the war and put it behind us. That's what Mr. Carter did. Usually the worth of a chicken is the price you can get per pound or how much it's listed for in a restaurant menu, but in Germany, a court has decided the worth of one particular chicken should be based on the number of tricks it can do and how famous it is. The German news agency, DPA, reports a regional court has ruled that the owner of a chicken mauled to death by a dog should get a bigger payout because the hen was trained and had been on TV. The chicken that met its end was Sieglind, a chicken that had received 10 hours of acting training and had been in a movie. Usually a chicken would fetch about 15 euros, but the court pegged the price of the more famous chicken at 615 euros, or just under $700. So an acting, performing chicken is worth about 700 bucks.
But how does it taste?
Yeah, well, I don't think you're going to find out. Yeah, tastes like chicken. Chicken had received 10 hours of acting and had been in a movie, which is much more than I've ever done.
Guess we'd have to ask that dog.
The dog that ate the chicken? Leaders in Davenport, Iowa, have condemned a homeowner's snow display depicting a figure gunning down a snowman wearing a Bernie Sanders shirt and another adorned with a Democratic Party hat. Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson said he's asked the police chief to investigate the display. My personal reaction is that it's terribly wrong and an embarrassment to our city. Mattson told the Quad City Times, all hate speech is wrong. Homeowner Donald Hasseltine laughed off such concerns, saying he created the display over the weekend to mess with friends who support Sanders, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for president. The first votes in the nomination process will be in 2 weeks when the Iowa caucuses take place. It's just to make people cry, I guess, said Hasselton. They're crying, so I win.
Yeah, the more reaction he gets,
the better it is,
the happier
him.
He is, yeah.
The display includes a mannequin topped with a military helmet that's holding a rifle and chainsaw, as well as a can of beer. The rifle is pointed toward the Sanders snowman, which has red-dyed snow near its head. You know, if I'm this guy's neighbor, I'm going to say, wonder how stable old Don is. If he's doing this for fun out there in the snow, could be some problems there. I don't know. Coming up at 6:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Ted, you're back in harness today after taking a day off from Martin Luther King, the holiday yesterday. Anything exciting going on Monday out there?
On Monday, no.
What do you do?
Low profile for me, baby.
Low profile. Just stayed low, huh? Well, it was cold outside. I guess you get under those big quilts.
Boy, it's cold outside right now.
You know it is. I went out this morning a minute ago to go to the QT.
It is.
Pick us up a little snack, and I said, whoa, I got to get back indoors.
It is chilly.
Man. You got a wind chill of 4, 15 degrees.
15
so.
Degrees. Yeah, that qualifies. That's cold.
Yeah, so that qualifies as a very cold day. All right, we got...
then again, it's January.
January?
Exactly. Yeah.
You have to expect these kinds of things in January in Kansas, that's for sure. But many people, I think, had a day off yesterday. We didn't have any regular postal delivery. The local, you know, the government offices were all shut down, or pretty much shut down. But still, the first responders were busy. The firefighters, they had a couple of fires yesterday, keeping them busy. And, you know, that's pretty rough weather out there to fighting fires in that kind of weather, as we've talked about before. When the water just about freezes coming out of the hose, but wasn't quite that bad. But we did have a fatality. It's been a while since we had a fire fatality, hadn't it, Ted? I was going to say it's been several months, but that might be the first one of the year. I think it is.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, because here we are on the 21st day, and this is the first one I can recall this year. And apparently, you know, it's that time of the year when old people use space heaters sometimes, and, you know, they're not ventilated properly, and they've got shorts in the wires and so forth, and they're trying to stay warm, and they're taking several, you know, they're leaving oven doors open and things like that. So I'm not sure. I don't know that's what happened with regard to this fire where the woman lost her life. You know, I think that was under investigation. Could have been smoking, you know, which is a leading cause of fatal fires. Could have been anything. So at any rate, it's cold out there, and if you're getting up and at 'em this morning, going back to work, well, stay with Steve and Ted. We'll try to get you there safely. A little bit later on this morning, what are we going to talk? Oh, I got something to talk about later on this morning, Ted. Your daily allowance, your monthly, weekly allowance when you were a kid. What was it, $400 or $500? We're going to talk about allowances.
All right.
I've got some figures that kind of got me thinking, and I think we're going to talk about allowances. Kids and their allowances. That's going to come up in the 7 o'clock hour
morning.
What else have I got? I got something in the 8 o'clock. Oh, I know what it was. The 8 o'clock hour. We're going to check in with Sonia J. Powers of Fox.
Nice.
The census begins today.
Well, yeah.
It starts, of course, in Alaska, and we'll have a chat with Sonia J. Powers of Fox News Radio about the census starting today.
It is 2020. Yeah, it's at
USA.
Every 10 years.
Every 10 years, we count them up and see how many people we got in this country. Coming up on 6:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward, and hoping to get back on the winning side. Shockers playing basketball tonight, Ted.
Yeah, so are KU and K-State.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah,
that's a basketball coming up.
Yep,
of course, the Shockers, as you mentioned, ranked number 22 in the nation on the road, visiting the bottom team in the conference, South Florida. Shockers are coming off back-to-back losses. Want to get back in that win column, like you said.
I'm sorry, you say they're on the road?
Yes.
Ah, I got that wrong.
Tampa tonight. The Shockers and USF. Shocker offense the last couple games, not good. And they're going to a place where they were horrible last year. They only scored 41 points in Tampa last year. So
really?
Shocks would like to get off the schneid on some of those things. The Shocks, that was the only time they ever played in Tampa. So the Shocks and South Florida go at it tonight. Shocks are a four-point favorite on the road this evening. Shocks right now are tied for fifth place in the conference. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 in Tampa tonight. And you can listen to that live on 103.7 KEYN. And, of course, tonight in Lawrence, we have the Sunflower Showdown. KUK State meet for the first time this season. It'll be in Lawrence, like we said, third-ranked Kansas hosting the Wildcats of Kansas State in the 292nd all-time meeting between these two in men's basketball. The trip to Lawrence has not been good to K-State, which has lost 13 years in a row at KU.
Wow.
Try to get that streak broken.
What a streak.
See if the Cats can do that or if KU can extend that streak. The Jayhawks are a whopping 14.5-point favorite on home court tonight in Allen Fieldhouse. You can listen to KU coverage beginning at 5:30 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 p.m. on the Jayhawks Radio Network, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. We mentioned those rankings, which are the weekly rankings coming out yesterday. Baylor jumps over Gonzaga into the number one spot in the Associated Press poll. Gonzaga remains number one in the coaches' poll. Kansas vaults up to number three in the nation in both polls, moving up three in AP and four in the coaches' poll. The Shockers, after back-to-back losses, dropped 10 spots out of the Associated Press poll. The Shockers remain ranked, only dropping six spots in the coaches' poll. The Shockers at number 22 in the coaches' poll heading into this week's play. We did have JUCO men's basketball last night, a makeup of a game that got weathered out earlier this month. Butler Community College at Garden City last night. And Dennis Higgins had the call of the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Zach Butler in the right wing. Butler works against the defense of Osborne. They work the ball around now left side to Graylin Easter. Easter's going to spot up a three. It is good. Up and in. Graylin Easter with his third three. He's got 9 points to lead all scorers. Timeout on the floor called by Garden City's head coach, Patrick Nee. And with 14:07 to go here in the first half in Garden City, the Grizzlies jump out to a 14-6 lead.
And Butler would go on to win that game at Garden City, 78-73. The Butler men have won four of their last five. And in men's basketball last night, boy, high-scoring game in McPherson, where McPherson beat Friends 114-106 in overtime. McPherson men are now on an eight-game winning streak.
Wow.
That's sports with Stephen Ted.
Scoring a lot of points, weren't they? All right. 621 now. I'll keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And traffic and weather on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.